We need a pilot, of course, and two flight attendants to serve beer and schnapps, and also you can get schnitzel.
Zeppelin skiing comes to the Chilkat Valley, and could Skagway's Gold Rush story be at risk? It's the KHNS Local News for April 1st. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. Skagway Borough has volunteered to take over management of the Haynesboro following the recent resignation of a handful of Haynesboro officials. The Gateway to the Klondike municipality says they think the idea will go over well with a growing number of people in Haynes who've been asking for less government.
Well, if the Skagway takeover comes at the perfect time, we booked too many cruise ships to fit our port, and it's nice to have an extra one at our fingertips in Haynes. Of course, the sales tax is going to have to go up to cover the cost of long-distance management, but it's going to be worth it when basketball season rolls around and the Glacier Bears are playing as the Skagway Panthers.
As part of the Skagway takeover, Haynes Assembly members will be reassigned as assistants to Skagway Borough Assembly members. Assembly meetings will be held on a ferry moored equidistant between the two communities. The Chilkat Center for the Arts is saved. The Natural Park Service signed a contract to restore the historic Haynes Arts Center to its original state, agreeing to cover the estimated $52 million it would take to remove the building from Haynes and replace it to its original location across Chilkat Inlet.
The Chilkat Center for the Arts has an amazing history. It started as a cannery at Pyramid Harbor on the other side of Pyramid Island.
That's history restorer Sandy Masrufus. She recounts that the big brown building on Soapsuds Alley was originally part of one of Alaska's oldest canneries in the late 1800s, and in 1924 was dismantled by the Army, dragged by barge around the Chilkat Peninsula and into Haynes to become the Army's recreation center. But the century-old building is in need of repairs that no local group has stepped forward to complete.
So we're stepping in to give its story back. We'll be hiring actors to play the parts of cannery workers. They'll have to live across the inlet for the summer, and an old-fashioned cannery tour will be open to visitors.
If you want to help drag the building back across the inlet during low tide this summer, you can sign up at the Chilkat Center for the Arts. The Obama administration has selected Klukwan as the newest location for a government-funded university under the Obama Ed program. KlukU will offer courses in net mending, mining, banjo playing, extra tough repair, and home brewing, and will be constructed at 22 Mile Haynes Highway by 2015. Geologists have upgraded Mount Rapinski's volcanic activity rating to extreme as seismic events continue to escalate. The threat of a volcanic eruption hasn't deterred many, though. Kiteboarder Gnarly Snowman says he only goes out when it's extreme.
When I heard that Rapinski was rated extreme, I was like, tja, I live for extreme conditions, man. Bring it on.
Experts are unsure what an eruption of Mount Rapinski would exactly do to the town, but protesters are organizing against a volcanic eruption, saying the lava flow would degrade salmon spawning habitat. The Alaska Governor's Office is sweetening the deal on the Juneau Access Road. The administration is working on a compromise with environmental groups that have until now stood in the way of the road that would link Skagway and Juneau. The negotiations have led to a promise from both parties. Environmentalists will allow the Juneau Road if Alaska builds another road linking the Upper Lynn Canal to Hawaii. The state says if they can figure out how to build the Lynn Canal Road, a road through the Pacific should be no problem. Eureka says a group of Dyea residents who actually discovered gold on their properties last week. The find brings unexpected authenticity to the Skagway Gold Rush town story, says Dusty Smythe, descendant of one of Soapy Smith's biggest arch enemies.
This is literally the first discovery of gold in the Gateway to the Klondike. We've been working so hard to preserve a century-old story of gold mines that weren't here, we completely overlooked the fact that there actually is gold here.
The find comes as a horror to others, though, who are uniting to keep the gold story a secret, saying it will be too much work to change all the tour brochures. The Haynesboro Assembly will soon be holding public hearings for a new tour. The applicant, Austrian Helmut Heisluft, wants to bring his Quiet as a Cloud ski tours to Haynes. Helmut's here with us in the studio. Helmut, why do you call your ski tours Quiet as a Cloud?
Please, call me Heli.
Okay, Heli, why Quiet as a Cloud?
Well, we like to take people into the mountains to ski, but we think helicopters are too noisy. So we use zeppelins. Zeppelins float like a cloud.
Zeppelins?
Yeah, zeppelins. I think maybe you call them blimps. You know, big long balloons filled with helium.
Wow. Does that really work?
Yeah. We have been doing this in Austria, in the Alps, for a few years now. It's very popular.
Interesting. And how big are the zeppelins?
Each zeppelin is bigger than the tour bus, and the gondola holds 20 skiers and 3 crew.
Why do you need 3 crew?
Well, we need a pilot, of course, and 2 flight attendants to serve beer and schnapps, and also you can get schnitzel.
Oh.
My wife makes a great schnitzel.
Wow, that sounds like an airborne party.
Yeah, once people experience skiing by zeppelin, they will never go in a helicopter again.
And where do you plan to base your operation?
Well, we just bought some property on Chilkat Lake Road. I think there was maybe going to be a heliport there.
Yes. Yeah, I think I remember something about that. Good luck with your tour, Heli.
Oh, danke.
That was Helmut Heisluft talking about a proposed Zeppelin tour coming to Haynes. Not to be confused with the Jimmy Page and Robert Plant Zeppelin tour booked for the Lynn Canal next month. And in related news, Lynn Canal Environmental is announcing its entry into the heli business. The local conservation group that formerly fought the heli industry as People Opposed on Progress, or POOP, is seeking a permit that would allow helicopter transport of hikers to the tops of nearby mountains. Spokesperson Rainforest Verde says it all started when he looked around the sauna one day and realized how old they were all becoming. He says the group's average age has increased dramatically in recent years, and many members are afraid they won't be able to get to the tops of mountains without the help of a helicopter much longer.
This is going to make hiking so much easier. Plus, it was obvious we couldn't beat the helicopters, so we figured we'd just join them. You know, noises are never as loud if you're making them yourself.
Not everyone is convinced. The Goat Coalition has spoken out against the tour, saying the Tok Chinooks is not a heli-petting zoo. But the group says the heli-hiking tours will generate income for future conservation efforts. A long-running feud between the Haynes People for Peace and We the People of Haynes over who is the true standard-bearer for peace, democracy, and justice came to a bloody end this week. Halfway through the daily pro-democracy group meeting, 4 members unzipped their hemp vests to reveal the infamous People for Peace Bowl of Cherries logo. Before the group could organize a referendum, there was a violent waving of fingers and a full occupation of the library. Eyewitness Alf Bernsey says it looked like a massacre.
They were hollering for a vote of some sort, and then these people just started throwing cherries at each other. It looked like there was blood everywhere. Turns out it is just fruit.
The toppled regime took the coup in stride, however, when they realized there was an 87% overlap in the two groups' membership, and consolidation would give everyone more time to work in their gardens this summer. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to those who offered their valuable skills for this special newscast. Of all of our senses, our sense of humor is most powerful.